From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is awarding $66 million in grants to fund 940 projects under its Healthy Soils program. The grant awards announced earlier this month will cover 82,000 acres of California agricultural and rangelands. The effort is aimed at improving soil health, sequestering carbon, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Since 2017, $107 million has been awarded for Healthy Soils projects, spanning more than 135,000 acres. The National Association of Wheat Growers is sharing their 2023 Farm Bill priorities. As lawmakers start crafting the next Farm Bill, wheat growers will be advocating for their priorities on Capitol Hill to develop programs that will help them manage risk, ensure conservation programs work on the farm, and enhance U.S. trade. The priorities include protecting crop insurance, supporting financial and technical assistance, increasing the reference price of wheat in Title I, and enhancing USDA's market access and development programs. The Court of International Trade is considering an appeal against the International Trade Commission's decision to place duties on phosphorus fertilizers from Morocco and Russia. The National Corn Growers Association says that puts fertilizer companies under scrutiny. NCGA President Chris Edgington says, "We've been sounding this alarm for a long time and telling officials these tariffs are hurting farmers." From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.